Okay. Good morning. Welcome back. I would like to discuss some of the halachas that negate tamir la'akum, which comes up often. That one would want to tell a guy to do something for them on Shabbos. There is tamir la'akum in other areas of Torah also. By other surim, if you could ask a guy to do something which is also for you to do. But we're going to discuss Shabbos. First, let's understand why is it that Chazal asked us to ask a guy to do malacha for us. The guy is allowed to do malacha, so what's wrong if we will ask the guy to do malacha? So it's good to understand the why, and with that then we can understand what the Isser is, and then we'll be able to go into what the Heterim are. There's a list of Heterim which we'll get to. So there's three reasons given. Reason number one is, the Rambam says, in order that Shabbos should not become kala b'neim, should become light in our eyes. What's wrong with that? If it'll be light in our eyes, then we'll come to do it ourselves. Meaning, if we're going to be easy with just whenever we need something, just ask the guy, ask the living, can you cook the food for me? Can you wash the dishes? Can you wash my clothing on Shabbos? So then, the whole Shabbos has become light in our eyes, and through that, we'll end up doing the malachas ourselves. That's what the Rambam says. Rashi gives a second reason. Rashi says, because there's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, where the Navi Yeshaya told us that on Shabbos, we need to be careful with what we speak. V'daber dava, dibur zah, so certain speech, certain words, ones not supposed to speak about on Shabbos, like different business matters, ones not supposed to speak about on Shabbos. So to speak about malacha, to tell a guy to do a malacha that's also for you, that's included in Vidaba Dovarash, he says, and therefore the deeper, just telling the guy to do it, already is asa. The third reason given by Rashi in the second place is because of shlichus. It's as if you're making the guy a shlich to do the malacha for you, even though we learned in Kedushin that the Zayn Shlichus La'akum says Rashi, but the Shlichus La'akum the Chumrah. Notice, we're not going to, the Akum can't be a Mashtich to take off Truma for me or to do mitzvahs for me. But the Chumrah, over here where it's a Chumrah, where we're asring, then we're going to say Shlichus. These are the three reasons that are given by the Rishonim for the Issa of Amir La'akum. Now, what's very interesting is Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his tshuva, when he's discussing time clocks, Shabbos clocks. So Rav Moshe, it's known, Rav Moshe's shita was, that one should not use Shabbos clocks for Shabbos. The minig is not like that. But just listen to what Rav Moshe writes over there. Rav Moshe says, he feels that the problem with a time clock is Amir La'akum. He says that he feels that Chazal were around, Chazal would have asked time clocks, just like they asked the Amir La'akum. Why? Because the reason of the Rambam. If he says you'll be able to set your factories and everything on a time clock, and then everything will be running on Shabbos, the way it's done in the Chol. So Shabbos will become light in your eyes, and you may come to do the malachas yourself. That's Rav Moshe. That's Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe goes so far to say afterwards, he says, not only do I feel that Chazal would ask it, but you know what? It's included in the Issa of Amir La'akum. That's what he writes there. And therefore, he held that Issa. Using a time clock for lights, that is matter, because there's Ramah that says that the minig in the days of the Ramah was that people would tell Goyim to do, to turn on the lights for the tzarech of the Seuda. So he says, since the minig was, in the times of the Ramah, was to tell Goyim to turn on lights for the Seuda, therefore we can use the Shabbos clocks for lights. For anything else, he was not happy with it. But the idea itself, that he's extending, Shleitia Kala Be'inov, that Shabbos should become lightheaded in the eyes of the people, to extend it to time clocks, because then your lights go on, your air conditioner goes on, your dishwashers go on, everything goes on, so it becomes like, where's Shabbos? Which, as I was looking this over last night, it was flashing through my mind the new situation of the Shabbos switch, which I could imagine what Rav Moshe would have said. So, okay, but that's a different discussion. So this is the Issa of Amir Lakam. In Yitz Hashem, I want to go through the different heterim that Chazal do give us. When is it Mutal Tzarech Mitzvah? When is it Mutal Tzarech Gadol? And examples of that. And with that, we'll hopefully have a Cheshivas for Shabbos.